Train men ask funds for Fagan Monument. The Atlanta Journal, Monday, the 8th of September, 1913. Page 3, Column 1. Anything from 1 cent up will be acceptable. Resolutions adopted Atlanta Lodge, number 720. Brotherhood of Railroad Trainmen Sunday appointed a committee to solicit funds for the erection of a monument in memory of Mary Fagan, murdered in the plant of the National Pencil Factory. Amounts from 1 cent up will be received. An effort will be made by the trainmen to induce the Atlanta Federation of Trades to appoint a committee to work in conjunction with their representatives in raising the necessary amount. The intentions of the lodge are embodied in the following resolution. Whereas Mary Fagan, working for the National Pencil Factory, met her death in a foul manner, and by reason of the absence of means, no suitable monument has been erected to mark her last resting place, and whereas much publicity has been given to the case, and a large number of citizens of this state and county sympathize with the family of Mary Fagan. Whereas some fitting memorial should be erected in her honor, it is right and proper that the public pay funds tribute to this young woman by a small contribution from each, and that from the many expressions of respect and honor given in this financial way, a composite memorial of public regard may be erected in her honor. Therefore, be it resolved that a committee form this lodge be appointed to solicit funds from the public for the purpose above stated, and that all contributions from 1 cent up be accepted for this purpose, and that these contributions be requested up to November 1st, 1913, and thereupon on the opportunity be closed, and the amount so received be expended for the purpose set out in the preamble of these resolutions. Resolved further that this resolution be presented to the next meeting of the Atlanta Federation of Trades, and that the Federation be requested to appoint a committee to work jointly with a committee from this organization. Page 7, Column 5, Snowball Bailey, yet may be sent to prison former suspect in Fagan case, now being held on holdup charge. If allegations by the police are proven, Gordon Bailey, alias Snowball, Negro elevator boy at the National Pencil Factory, who came into the limelight when arrested 2 days after Mary Fagan's murder as a suspect, may languish in prison after all. Snowball and two other Negroes are charged with highway robbery. John Evans, another of the trio, was bound over on the charge Monday morning, having eluded the police since the alleged holdup a month ago. Will Page, the other Negro implicated, was bound over to the city criminal court on August 19th. On the same day, Bailey was held. The latter has been released under bond of $500. Bailey was arrested before Jim Conley and for several weeks was subjected to the same cross-examining that brought forth Conley's confession. Later, he testified at the trial of Leo M. Frank, convicted of the murder, declaring, among other things, that Conley's character was bad. Lon Chapman, of 79 Parson Street, and Edwin Darden, of 1 Jet Street, both colored, are the alleged victims of the robbery. They declare that they were held up on Decatur Street.